Good morning. This is Ali Lerma with your poetry moment. I will be reading To the First of Getting Longer Days by Chris Dombrowski. I felt unsettled, driving northeast in the dark, up what the Salish called the road to the buffalo, long before my tribe struck its camp of cul-de-sacs, though some still speak the road's name in Salish, further evidencing my aforementioned sense of self-importance, inherited from forefathers who also wanted more and newer things, such as cars without fender dents that don't burn motor oil at a slow, if determined, pace, such that checking the level seems necessary every few hundred furlongs. But then again, I own it. Even if the gasket job costs roughly what the car was worth, and even if I'd put repairs on a Visa, this line of thought continuing as Dawn stretched her blue shawl over the scapegoat, which is to say I felt the guilt privilege affords, and justly since I was driving with my setter to hunt pheasants, chiefly a sporting endeavor so removed from horseback and buffalo jumps. The NPR station fizzled into white noise, and 20 miles from the next gas station I had to relieve myself. What a flock of warblers was stewing so close to the mountains on the winter solstice and chattering in the dark as the falling snow melted, flake by flake, into my forehead. Not even the most learned ornithologist could have determined, but they called assuredly from the slope of sage, as though they had always been calling. And I finished pissing, though perhaps I had always been pissing, and men, shouldering full quivers, rode up the road, one of them glancing to regard, not traveler, but song as the light arrived, or kept arriving, as it will. This has been Ali Lerma reading To the First of Getting Longer Days by Chris Dombrowski, which appears in the anthology Dear America, Letters of Hope, Habitat, Defiance, and Democracy, published in April of 2020 by Trinity University Press and Terrain.org.